Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And Tiffany, it's the end of November,
oh.
So are you feeling hungry?
I am,
Are you
actually.
In the mood for a big meal?
Yes.
Are you in the mood for a little bit of turkey?
Maybe that sounds good.
Maybe a lot of turkey.
Of course, a lot of turkey.
What are we talking about?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. That's right. It's on the 4th.
Thursday.
Fourth Thursday.
Of November.
I always remember it's basically a month before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those dates that moves, like Chinese New Year. But it's just always around
the end of November.
November 25th, when Christmas is December 25th. Mm-hmm. But of course, it's a great American tradition. It's a family reunion holiday. I think it's the busiest travel day in America
mm-hmm.
every year.
I think so as well.
Maybe the day before, because everyone's flying home to be with their family. But what is the story of Thanksgiving? What is the history of Thanksgiving? Well, Roxy and Shia are here
mm-hmm.
to help us learn a lot more.
That's right.
In person.
Oh, in person.
They are.
Wow,
they're gonna
that's
learn
cool.
more in person.
All right, so I wonder who they're going to meet this time in their story.
I think there'll be a turkey.
Oh, a turkey?
Mm.
A turkey
maybe?
Maybe
not a happy turkey, but a turkey.
All right, well, let's read on to find out who they meet.
Sounds good.
Time travel. The first Thanksgiving.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
Well, we're not in space. I wanted to see other planets.
Maybe next time. Hey, there are some people over there.
Are they having a party?
I think so. Let's find out.
Hello, would you like to join us?We're going to have a meal.
Can we? Thanks. I'm really hungry.
Why are you all having a party?
We're celebrating. We just had our first successful harvest in the New World.
Are you the pilgrims?
Yes, we came here from Europe.
So the year is 1621.
Then this is the first Thanksgiving dinner.To eat.
We have to wait for our friends to arrive.
Word power.
Planet. Planet.
Is the Earth the only planet with life? We're still not sure. Is the Earth the only planet with life? We're still not sure. Hungry. Hungry. Is it time for lunch yet? I'm hungry. Is it time for lunch yet? I'm hungry. Successful. Successful. Wonder Woman is a successful movie. Everyone loves it. Wonder Woman is a successful movie. Everyone loves it. Dinner. Dinner. George cooked meat and vegetables for dinner. George cooked meat and vegetables for dinner.
Okay, so our article first starts with a scenario. It says, Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine. Okay, we always start off with this. And so let's find out where they are this time.
All right, so this story begins the way all the other stories with Roxy and Shia begin. Yes, they arrive somewhere in their time machine. And now let's see what Roxy's going to say. I can imagine she's sort of looking outside of the time machine. And Roxy says, well, we're not in space. Okay.
All right.
It seems that she expected to be in space, or maybe she's just happy that she's not in space, but maybe she is unhappy because then she says, I wanted to see other planets. When you wanted to do something, that means maybe you can't do it or you're not doing it, but this was your wish. So she wanted to see other planets, but of course she's not.
Yeah, she's not. Because remember last time they were on the moon.
Oh.
That was really cool.
You can definitely see other planets from the moon. One planet especially. Anyways, no, they're not in space, so she can't see other planets, but she wanted to. And this word planet is a word power word. It's spelled P-L-A-N-E-T. P-L-A-N-E-T. Planet.
A planet is a noun, and it is a large, round object in space. So we have many different planets, like especially the one that we're living on now called the Earth. We also have Mars, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter. These are all different planets in space. Hey, and planets usually travel around a star. Now, a lot of people don't know, but then the sun is actually a star, a really, really bright and hot star. All right, so let's take a look at our sample sentence for the word planet. It says, is the Earth the only planet with life? We're still not sure. Is the Earth the only planet with life? We're still not sure. All right, so I think she was a little bit kind of disappointed that they still weren't exploring space.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure they're going to meet some really cool people or they're going to see some really cool things this time.
Absolutely.
Right, because next, Shia then says, maybe next time. Hey, there are some people over there.
Interesting. So he kind of changes the subject because he notices something. Hey, there are some people over there, and let's see what Roxy has to say about that. And Roxy's looking, I guess, in the same direction as Shia is, and she sees that the people seem to be doing something a little bit unusual, I guess. Roxy says, are they having a party?
Yeah.
So she asks this as a question to kind of check with Shia, are you seeing the same thing I am? It looks like they're having a party. Or as a question, are they having a party? So are they? What does Shia think?
Well, Shia says, I think so. Let's find out. So they're both kind of seeing the same thing, but they're not too sure. So they're probably going to walk over to talk to them or to find out more about what this party is about.
Right. I guess if you're traveling through time and you just appear somewhere, if people are having a party, that's better than if you're in the middle of a war or a fire or an earthquake. So this is a good place to be. Maybe they can't see planets, but they might have a good time at this party, if they're invited.
Yeah, if they're invited.
They have to be invited. Anyway, so they see a man, and the man speaks to them. And the man says, hello, would you like to join us? success. Ooh. They've been invited to the party. This yes. is fantastic. And then he explains a little bit more about what he and his friends are doing. He says, we're going to have a meal. So they're going to have a meal. They're going to eat some food. And if you're invited to join them, that means you
That's
can
great.
Come and eat too.
That's right. Good Roxy news. Says, can we... Can we please? Because I'm thinking she might be, well, they might be pretty hungry.
Right.
And that's exactly what she says. She says, thanks. I'm really hungry.
Mm.
Okay. She, I'm pretty sure, you know, traveling around through time makes you very, very hungry.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And space.
Mm-hmm.
Time and space can really, you know, you need a snack.
Yeah. So they're really, really hungry. They want to join them.
Mm.
Now, here, hungry is our word pair word. It's spelled H-U-N-G-R-Y, hungry.
Do you have a snack? Yes, so our word is hungry. This word is an adjective, so you might use it to describe yourself or that feeling you have when you haven't had anything to eat for a long time, when your stomach is going right before lunchtime. You might say, oh, I'm so hungry, I can't wait for lunch. So if you have the feeling that your body needs food, that feeling is called being hungry. For example, is it time for lunch yet? I'm hungry. Is it time for lunch yet? I'm hungry.
Mike, have you ever been hangry before?
Hungry, you mean? Hungry? Sure.
Hangry.
Hangry.
Hangry. We add the words hungry and angry together to get hangry. So this is the feeling you get when you're really, really hungry, but then you get kind of angry because you're hungry. You're really upset.
You might say you have a short temper because you're hungry. Yes, I've been hangry before, definitely. On a day when I'm really busy, I might be sure to take a banana or a snack with me so that if I can't have lunch, I don't get hangry. So that would be H-A-N-G-R-Y.
Right.
The H from hungry and then angry. Hangry, that feeling that you're just, give me some food or I'm going to lose my mind.
You're going to lose your temper,
I'll lose my temper, exactly. So Roxy is feeling hungry. She's ready to join the party, but Shia is still a little curious about this party with these strangers, right?
Okay. Just to be logical, it might be kind of weird to, you know, go eat with people you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So he asks Roxy this. He says, why are, or he asks the people, sorry. Mm-hmm. He says, why are you all having a party? Okay. All right.
Good question.
That's a very good question. But before we learn more, let's first take a look at our magic box.
Magic box. 找亮点. 哇，今天在学校又被老师骂了啦，回家功课写不完，妈妈不准我吃点心，我只能看着哆啦A梦开心的吃他的铜锣烧，我恨呐！说来说去呢，都是因为要上学的关系啦，不用上学是不是都没有烦恼了呢？ Why do I have to go to school? Why do I have to go to school? 人家大雄不想上学啦，为什么要上学？ 为什么？大家呢，是不是常常问问题的时候都要问为什么呢？ 那我们英文里面要问原因的时候， A 就必须呢要使用疑问词 why 咯。 例如呢，我们一开始说的句子， Why do I have to go to school? Why do I have to go to school? 为什么我非得去上学不可呢？ A 我们呢用疑问词 why 加上呢助动词再加上主词和原形动词， 很简单对吧？ OK， 那呢我们回答怎么回答呢？ 我们就要说出原因了。 Because I am a student， 因为我是学生，我当然要上学了。 Because I am a student。 OK， 回答的话注意到，因为我们刚刚说 why 是在问为什么， 回答的时候呢是要回答原因嘛，对不对？ 所以呢，回答原因的时候呢，我们在回答的句子上面，句首就可以使用 because 这个字了。 because 这个字呢，它就是因为的意思。后面呢，我们再加上我们的原因就可以了。我们再举一个例子好了，OK， 记得吗？我的好朋友胖虎呢，他最喜欢唱歌，所以呢，我就问他了。Why do you like singing? Why do you like singing? 你为什么喜欢唱歌啊？ 有没有发现到呢？我们在这边是使用原形动词 like， OK。 通常呢，胖虎应该是第三人称单数，我们应该要使用 likes。但是呢，因为在问句里面呢，我们使用了助动词 do 这个神奇的助动词了，所以呢，在问句里面，我们 like 就要改回原形动词 like。OK， 偶尔呢，我们也会遇到不是使用一般动词，而是使用 be 动词的状况了。比方说呢，嘿，我今天早上上学又迟到了。老师呢一看到我就很生气的说 ，Why are you late this morning？ 你为什么今天早上迟到 ？Why are you late this morning？ 你为什么迟到？哎，回答的时候记得要怎么说吗？我们要 because 对吗？Because I missed the bus， 因为呢我错过公车了。Because I missed the bus， OK， 好，所以呢，有些时候呢，你也可以看到 because 被省略， OK， 其实呢，它不影响句子的意思哦。你也可以说 I missed the bus， 一样呢是可以用来回答 why 的问句。最后呢，让我来帮你们做个总整理咯。疑问词 why 这个字呢，它就是为什么的意思，用来呢询问原因。可以呢用 why 加上助动词加上主词和原形动词，或是 why 加上 be 动词，不管是哪一个呢，我们呢回答的问句都可以用 because， 因为用来开头来回答了。那 because 呢后面直接加上原因，或者是呢其实你省略到 because A 也是没有问题了，直接说出你的原因也可以来回答。这样子你会了吗？
Alright, well let's see what the man says as he replies to Shia's question about why they are having a party. The man simply says, we're celebrating. We're celebrating. When you're celebrating, you're having fun, you're maybe having a party because something good has happened, something special has happened. You celebrate birthdays, you celebrate New Year's Eve, things like that. So he says we're celebrating, but then he explains a little bit more. He says, we just had our first successful harvest in the new world. That's a reason to celebrate. Absolutely. They had their first successful harvest. A harvest is basically the end of the summer season when the farmers will cut down or pick or bring in all of the food that they have grown. That food, all of that food that their hard work has given them is their harvest. And if you have a good harvest or a successful harvest, that just basically means they have a lot of food. So they'll be able to eat all through the winter. This word successful is our word power word. It's spelled SUCCESSFUL.
Successful here is an adjective and it means achieving what you wanted or having the effect or the result that you intended. So for example, if you have a big test the next day, you study all night for this test and you get 100 on the test on the next day. That means you had a very successful result. That means you were very, very successful because you worked very hard to get this grade. All right, so let's take a look at successful in an example sentence. It says, Wonder Woman is a successful movie. Everyone loves it. Wonder Woman is a successful movie. Everyone loves it. All right, so Roxy wants to learn more about these people as well. And now she's kind of guessing. She kind of, you know, picks up some clues. And then it dawns on her that maybe they're these type of people. So she asks, are you the pilgrims?
Okay.
It makes sense now.
Right, absolutely. And of course, pilgrims would be wearing kind of special clothes, right? A lot of black with a little white collar. And the men would have big hats and the women would have their hair all done up under a sort of hood type thing. It's a very unique style of clothing that's connected to the pilgrims. Pilgrims were basically people back in the 1700s who were running away from Europe in order to escape the power of the king. Basically, they went to a different kind of church from the king, and he didn't really trust them, and he made their life difficult. So they're like, see ya, we're out of here. And they left parts of England, especially, and they went over to the New World, which was what we now call Canada and America, which is the place we are now. So that's the pilgrims. And yes, they had unusual clothing, very special. And what does this pilgrim man say? He says, Yes, they are the pilgrims. And he explains very briefly what I just said. We came here from Europe. Yeah, they came from Europe. Some from France, maybe from parts of Germany, but many from England.
Most of them from England first.
Southern England, yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of counted as like the first people to kind of live in this new world or to kind of settle down.
Stay there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Exactly. So because they're having this dinner, this party after a successful harvest, and because they are pilgrims, Shia is able to figure out a little bit
something. He's very smart.
He is. He knows his history. What does he say?
Yeah, he says, so the year is 1621. Wow, very specific.
That is very good.
Very
I wouldn't
specific.
Have been able to say
I
that
know.
So accurately. And then Roxy also figures out what's happening because she also is a student of history. Mm-hmm. She says, then this is the first Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh.
She's got it. She's figured it all out. I can't wait to eat. Absolutely. It's going to be a fantastic meal. Thanksgiving is what we call this dinner. It's also what was generally known as this time of year, because at the end of the long summer, the farmers would have done their hard work. Hopefully their harvest would be big. They'd have a lot
successful.
Of food. And I guess for farmers, the winter is kind of like their time off, right? Because there's snow everywhere. They can't grow much.
Mm-hmm.
Feed the chickens, take care of a few cows, and then, hey, you're off until spring.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you had enough food from your harvest, that was a pretty happy time of year. So they're giving thanks or thanksgiving to God and nature and all that stuff for giving them everything. And why not have a dinner?
Yeah, why
when
not?
You're having a celebration.
Definitely, because at dinner, usually you can eat a lot more.
Sure, it's a great way to bring people together.
Right, but what is dinner? Dinner is our word pair word. It's spelled D-I-N-N-E-R. Dinner.
So dinner is one of the three meals that we would eat every day. Since we're talking about dinner and meals, we're talking about nouns. What are the three meals we have, everyone, together with me? Breakfast in the morning, that's right, then lunch, very good, and then dinner. Dinner is the meal you would usually eat in the evening, the last big meal of the day. Maybe you'll have some milk and cookies as a snack before bedtime. But dinner is that main meal. Most people eat it around 6, 7 p.m. Sometimes it's also called supper, S-U-P-P-E-R, but basically those two words are about the same. They are the word that we would use for the big meal at the end of the day. It's your dinner. For example, George cooked meat and vegetables for dinner. George cooked meat and vegetables for dinner. Wow, so the dinner is getting cooked. It looks like their Thanksgiving celebration is starting off on the right foot.
Yeah, on the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And then we see here that the pilgrim is speaking to them more. He says,
okay,
we have to wait for our friends to arrive. So
they
have this dinner almost ready, but they can't start yet because more guests are coming. More people are coming to this big Thanksgiving dinner.
It's true. It would be rude for them to begin their celebration to start dinner if the friends haven't arrived. And actually, that's one of the big sort of challenges when you have a big dinner is getting everyone to be there at the same time as the food is ready to eat. I remember at our Thanksgiving dinners when I was a kid, one of my cousins used to say, oh, I'll make the vegetables, you know, to take some of the work from off the other people. So my mom would make the turkey or the dessert, and this cousin would bring the vegetables. She would always be 45 minutes late, and the vegetables she would bring would be frozen.
Oh.
She just got them out of the freezer. So it was
so
another...
She would still need to have
it was
to
another
cook it.
45 minutes or so until the vegetables were ready. So this happened a few years, and then for the rest of the time, I was like, don't get Cousin Joni to make the vegetables. Tell her to bring, you know, the dessert or something like that we don't have to eat right away. Anyways, there we go. So it looks like the first Thanksgiving dinner with Roxy and Shia attending is off to a good start.
That's right. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽.
All right, well, we're back. Tiffany, I can see, is holding a small whiteboard. Hopefully, she's going to draw on it and not use it to hit me on the head or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done anything to make her upset. So what are you doing there, Tiffany? I can see you're drawing.
Well, right now, I am drawing. We're playing Pictionary.
Oh, we're playing Pictionary.
Yeah.
So you're going to draw one of our word power words?
That's right, and I want you to try to guess what it is.
Okay, let's remind everyone the word power words were dinner, successful, hungry, and planet. So hopefully what Tiffany is drawing will look like one of those four words. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look.
Guess what this word is.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Lots of circular things there.
Dinner?
Well, yeah, it could be three large pizzas sitting on a table.
Oh.
With some little star-shaped cookies.
Oh, you said a key word.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Three round pizzas sitting on a table.
Mm-mm.
Stars. Oh, planets.
That's right.
And being such a kind, generous person, she's actually given us planets, plural. So there you go. Three for the price of one. Did you guys get it? Did you guess hungry? If you did, I'm wondering why. Yeah, that's right. They do look like pizza. They could make you hungry.
Pepperoni.
Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow with more from Roxy and Shia. So enjoy your own game of Pictionary with your friends. And please do come back to maybe have some turkey.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Gobble, gobble. See you later.
Time travel. The first Thanksgiving. Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
Well, we're not in space. I wanted to see other planets.
Maybe next time. Hey, there are some people over there.
Are they having a party?
I think so. Let's find out.
Hello. Would you like to join us? We're going to have a meal.
Can we? Thanks. I'm really hungry.
Why are you all having a party?
We're celebrating. We just had our first successful harvest in the new world.
Are you the pilgrims?
Yes. We came here from Europe.
So the year is 1621.
Then this is the first Thanksgiving dinner. I can't wait to eat.
We have to wait for our friends to arrive.
Planet. Planet. Is the Earth the only planet with life? We're still not sure. Is the Earth the only planet with life? We're still not sure. Hungry. Hungry. Is it time for lunch yet? I'm hungry. Is it time for lunch yet? I'm hungry. Successful. Successful. Wonder Woman is a successful movie. Everyone loves it. Wonder Woman is a successful movie. Everyone loves it. Dinner. Dinner. George cooked meat and vegetables for dinner. George cooked meat and vegetables for dinner.